We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tomorrow, a big event in the area. We've got the president, Donald Trump, going to be arriving at Mohegan Sun Arena, and he is going to be there for a campaign rally for Congressman Lou Barletta, who is the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate seat. He's up against the incumbent Democrat, Bob Casey, and we have Lou Barletta with us today. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Nancy. Good morning, Webster.
Hey, I know you're a big baseball fan. How about that Mets score last night, 24?
I didn't see it, and that's hard for me to comprehend. I'm a Yankee fan, so I don't like when the guys on the other side of the city do that well.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, it reminded me of my Little League days when Gildave's Pharmacy was routinely beaten by scores of that much. So,
and
harking back to my glory days of yesteryear.
I was usually pitching those games.
Nice.
All right. So anyway, let's talk about this rally tomorrow. You have the president coming in. Someone that I guess people have said, been on the Trump train from the beginning. So this is someone that you supported early on. Seems like you guys have a pretty good relationship.
Yeah, I was one of the first, as you know, to endorse Donald Trump, then the candidate. I think he had less than a 1% chance of winning at the time, and I could remember going back to Washington and my colleagues making fun of me and laughing and joking. And well, they're not laughing now, but it wasn't easy at the time because nobody, everyone thought I was crazy. But I've developed a good relationship with him. Co-chairing his campaign here in Pennsylvania and being on the transition team, and I was considered for a couple cabinet positions. So I've gotten to know Donald Trump the person, and I admire his business savvy. That's why what attracted me to him, plus his courage to stand up and say things that I may have, when fighting the problem of legal immigration, I knew how hard it is to stand up there because you're going to be called names.
Well, and your decision to run for Senate was based at least in part on the president's urging, isn't that right?
It is right. He had called me one night and talked to me about the importance of one vote in the Senate, and that if we want his policies, which we see the economy soaring, that they're working for the American people, that one vote in the Senate could be the difference in him achieving that. And, it was a big decision for me because I was giving up a House seat that you both know I fought very hard for, beating Paul Kanjorski, which was someone else, who people said that I couldn't win. He's a Democrat in a Democrat area. So it was a big decision to give up that seat for this, but it is that important. One vote, as we know, would be the difference in many issues that we care about.
Yeah, well, immigration is an issue, obviously, that you are very closely connected to, and you were just talking about the president and his fight on illegal immigration. But recently, this separation of parents thing has really shocked many people in this country. That is something that you first came out and supported what he was doing. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on this as we're looking at it now.
It's a tough issue and a tough, nobody wants to see children separated from their parents. So I don't think anybody felt good about it. It was the law. It wasn't only President Trump. It goes back to even to President Obama as well. And it was really the Flores Settlement Act that really caused this, that had to be fixed by Congress. But the president was going by the rules that we had.
He changed that policy. That was a change. It was not accompanied by minors.
He did, Nancy, and I think, I honestly believe, it was, as I said, nobody wanted to see that, and he himself, didn't like what he was seeing there, and he decided to do that to force Congress to do something, and it was unfortunate, but it was what we had, and he's trying to fix our immigration problem, and this goes back to what I've said for a long time. If we secured the border, we wouldn't have this problem. We wouldn't be separating
parents and children, and people wouldn't be traveling 2,000 miles with their families across Mexico to get into the United States, because they know once they do, this is what happens. We become, you know, emotionally charged because we are a generous country, and you have the issue of children and parents. But if we solve the problem by securing our borders and telling people, especially if you're coming for asylum, if you're traveling because you fear violence, we have a way to do it. We have a system to do that. And this has been a failure of Congress and a failure of past administrations in not enforcing immigration laws. And I know better than anyone, as a mayor of a small town who had to deal with it when the federal government didn't give a hoot on how I was going to do it.
Well, I would, you know, the president trying to force Congress' hand, I guess I could kind of see that. But shouldn't there have been something in place that would have allowed them to reconnect the dots, like, hook the kids back up with the parents once everybody gets the clean bill of health?
Well, so here was the problem, and you may have talked about it or not, but many times what they're finding down there that parents, whether they were coming from Guatemala, Honduras, wherever they were coming, were paying coyotes and paying the cartel to bring their families, their children, into the United States. So in many cases, the who they said was a parent was actually not. And there was a responsibility by the government to make sure that we were not releasing these children back into the hands of somebody who is, in fact, not their parent. So it really is a complicated issue. It's not as simple as just
saying, we did something wrong. I mean, we did something wrong because there's a problem there. They're not able to connect them. I don't want to spend too much time just talking about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, Pennsylvania. You are now running not in a smaller district, but obviously the whole state. And this is a purple state. We've got red areas. We got blue areas. So obviously the president's going to help you with many Republicans and some Democrats who've, come over like Donald Trump, but how are you going to get the independents or the Democrats on your side as well? Because maybe aligning yourself with the president may not be helpful, to those who are in the middle and kind of unsure.
Yeah, well, a lot of those people in the middle, especially many of the blue-collar Democrats who voted for Donald Trump, that's how he won Pennsylvania. Many union Democrats, actually, the rank and file who voted for him, and many of those independents, they're not so interested in the drama of what we talk about with the president. They're interested in, can they take care of their families? Do they have a job? Is their job secure? Are their neighborhoods safe? Somebody who's speaking for them, and that's what Donald Trump did. He became, and especially in Luzerne County, he became the voice of people who gave up on politicians. And we know that people in northeastern PA, they might be Democrats or Republicans, but they vote for the person. They've done that forever. Remember the Reagan Democrats. And when they see somebody who's strong enough to speak what they're thinking and stand up for the American worker, they're going to support them. The economy is doing very good. Why do we want to change that? Unemployment's at 4%. The stock market's up over 20%. Black unemployment's at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment at an all-time low. There's more jobs than people unemployed. So those folks that you're talking about, they see things going pretty good. I don't know why you'd want to change the captain of the ship at a time when the ship seems to be going in the right direction.
So the president, I mean, obviously showing up for your campaign rally tomorrow. Who rang whose doorbell here? did he offer or did you ask?
Well, it's something that we talked about. We talk occasionally, and right after the primary, he had called to congratulate me and talk about the campaign, and said that he was going to come into Pennsylvania to help me. And to be honest with you, many people on the campaign and around Pennsylvania wanted him to come out to Western PA first to campaign. Obviously, they're raise my name ID in Western PA, but the president was very clear. He wanted to come here, and he wanted that more than anything. He said, let's go back to Wilkes-Barre, let's go back to the hockey arena. We'll have a huge crowd, and I want to come back there. So That he decided, really, this is the place he wanted to go.
Are you concerned at all? I know that this is kind of more inside stuff when you talk about the Koch brothers and the fact that, you know, they usually give a lot of money to GOP candidates, and they're not happy. They think that some members are not conservatives, and they've actually kind of pinpointed you as someone that they will not support, I guess, because they say you have supported a spending bill that increased federal spending, and that is against, you know, obviously, their credo, so to speak. You know, I know that, you know, I don't know if that really matters to you or not. The president obviously came out against them yesterday, but does that concern you?
No, it doesn't, Nancy, because, you know, the spending bill they're talking about raised the pay of our military people. It gave money more to the military. We have people, we have sons and daughters in America who are getting on airplanes, flying, defending our country with planes that were not safe. The military was massively underfunded. Veterans were getting more money. You know, there's $4 billion in that bill that I voted for that goes to the opioid crisis. How do you say no to that? Listen, the omnibus is a terrible way to do business. It's not my idea. I didn't want to. I wish we didn't have to. But I wasn't going to say no to those families who were depending on us to help and our military people. So, you know, being attacked by the Koch brothers from the right and being attacked from Bob Casey on the left, you know what that tells me? I am perfect for Pennsylvania.
All right, the president is coming to town. He'll be here tomorrow night campaigning for Congressman Lou Barletta. Congressman, thank you for spending some time with
Thanks.
Us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.